could refer to the fact that the quality of you matter. For example, I am 40 years old. I've spent most of my time doing nothing, just waiting my
time.
What's the benefits of this life? Even though it is 40 years. But imagine a man who has lived 30 years. 10 years less than the other one.
The other one.
But in these 30 years, he has done so many different things.
He has experienced
environment, nature, I don't know, friendship, relationship, everything, environment, educational environment, everything like that. So we can say that I can imply from that quote that you'd better use your time wisely. Instead of waiting on a tour that is of value, isn't worth it. So do the thing that really worth it.
Yeah,
take everything under your control and dedicate yourself to the work that is of value.
You know, in the morning I was talking about this quote. You know, I did something, I recommend you do that. I have a small mirror, okay, this size, okay, I put it on a pillow, okay, and then I see myself talking in front of the mirror. This is very awesome. You know, it gives us self-confidence, okay? I was thinking about this quote that says, it is not how long but how well we live that matters. You know, once I heard something from a guy, that's it. Some people know, almost we can say many people, 99% of people live in their tule zendegi, okay?
Duration of their life.
Yeah, longitude. Yeah, longitude of life, okay? What does it mean? For example, they say, for example, in birthday parties, they say, for example, by the grace of God, you become 120 years old, and something like that, okay? And then there are some a few people that think in this way, for example, like me, for example, that say, you know, we don't need to live 120 years, okay? Living for, I don't say 30 years, maybe 60 years or 70 years is enough. When you live, you know, efficiently, when you live in latitude of life, okay? As you said, for example, there's a guy that is 30 years old or 32. And you see, my goodness, he or she has done so many things in her life or his life. For example, he knows, I don't know, some skills, I don't know, exercises, okay? He's very pukhte. What does it mean?
Experienced.
Yeah, experienced. And there are another word. What do we say?
Matured.
Yeah, exactly. He or she is very matured, okay? And yeah, it is not how long but how well we live that matters, exactly.
And this, I believe, differ from person to person. Imagine that to them you rely on your mindset. Imagine that you have vision, you have ambition to go to the different places. Imagine, on one hand, imagine a guy who is adventurous. So he wants to discover new things. On the other hand, we have a guy who hates discovering new things. And he loves doing the same routine that he does.
Chore things.
So there are differences between two perspectives. And here, perspective and mindset is doing the trick. I wish almost all people, before dying, get their ambition, reach
But you know,
level of life that they has vision life. Imagine everyone, I think every single life has some vision.
Vision board, something like vision board.
I know. Visualize somewhere. He think by himself that after packing 10 years, I will get there. For example, making money. So I'm 20 years old now. Not me, I'm just speaking figuratively.
Yeah.
I'm 20 years old now, and after 10 years, 10 years pass from now, I will get $50,000 each month.
Yeah.
I need that huge amount of money. But the thing that really matters here is that you should have a realistic perspective and set goals, set attainable goals, and get there. And we can eliminate those things that we failed, we wasn't able to get. Every single guy has in his life something that he hasn't obtained. Yet, I don't know whether have you something that you hasn't get. Is there anything that you hasn't get in your life yet?
You know, there's a thing. I myself have so many goals and ambitions and something like that. Okay, until now, I can say I have reached to. I don't want to overstate, but I can say I have reached to my so many goals. For example, being accepted in this university was one of my goals because I didn't want to be majored in other fields, exactly. For example, engineering. Okay, I didn't want that, and I told myself it's better to learn English. Okay, for myself, of course. And yeah, about me, I have reached. I don't say all, but 95% of my goals. And you know, there's a thing. You said some people, or many people, I don't know, they don't reach to their goals or ambitions.
Yeah. They experience failure.
Exactly. Why? We should think about this. Why don't they reach to their goals?
So, may I answer this?
Yeah.
In my opinion, I have two different categories in my mind. One category is that failure isn't from the thing that it isn't under human being control. I have two categories. One category is like this, that we can't control it. It's out of my control. And the second category, as you can guess, is that what I can control. The thing that here is really to matter, I'm 24 years old now. So I myself experienced failure.
Yeah.
By the time that I first time attended in Concours, I failed.
Exactly. Me too. Same for me, yeah.
As you know, that failure, there is a shame alongside with failure.
You know, red box with red line, you're failed. You know, can you remember? It was so disgusting. Yeah.
Experience failure and at the same time experience shame. I had shame for life. I experience shame all the time. My life failed with failure, and that failure caused me depression and something like that. So. It was out of my control. The city in which I studied and graduated my high school didn't want any English teacher. It wasn't my control.
Mm-hmm.
It was out of my control.
Yeah.
I did my best, and I do great on my test, but the need for English teacher was zero.
Yeah.
There weren't any need to hire new English teacher. And because of that reason I failed. The next time was just like the first time. I did my best, I do everything, I do my tour, and I shine on testing days, 2 days. The result come out of the test was excellent. I think 73%.
Excellent.
I was able to fill 73% of the answers correct.
Exactly.
And the next time,
good for you.
Second time I'm talking about. The second time just wasn't just like the first time. My CTFS didn't get any English teacher. So the next time, just like first time, I failed. So this third time was very tough time. So I thought by myself that should I attempt one more time in Concord or not? It was a major question and was playing all my head around. So I told myself that it worth trying. Let's do one more time. One last time. Let's. It's a pity, you know, that I spent, sacrificed everything to English, and it's very productivity produced. Everything should have outcome. I believe that everything that we
do,
where we go, should have outcome. We should extract out something from the place we go. For example, we attend in class. So what's the benefits of attending in class? To get something. So we pray. What's the outcome of prayer? In order to get something everywhere. So what is the outcome of all the practice that I did? Was nothing. Unless I do try one more time. As you told, I didn't want to attend any other field. For example, lawyer. My major in high school was women's signing. So I didn't love it. I told myself I'll be studying English or I will end my education on diploma. No more.
I thought in that case, in that way.
Because of that thing, we have, you know, that friendship consists of shared item. And we are talking here because we have shared memories and shared outlook. Imagine that two different guys who think differently, who do differently, they don't have anything shared to talk about. So, two categories, one that we cannot do anything, the other we can do something. So when this failure is from the first category that is out of our control, we shouldn't experience shame. Since we did everything that
we did my best. Our best.
And the result and outcome can be anything. Let's say have you ever watched Breaking Bad?
What? No.
I highly recommend watching it.
No. This is series. I don't want to watch series. You know why?
It's worth it. It's almost 60.
My goodness.
Each series is less than an hour.
Yeah. What episode? How many episodes?
I told you.
It doesn't have episode. Just.
Yeah. Has. You mean chapter? Season. It has five seasons. And at the end, it's 60 almost. Mm-hmm. 60
episodes. Yeah.
And you know, let's say that each episode is 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
You Breaking need back. 60 hour mm-hmm. hours to completely finish watching Breaking Bad. But highly worth it. It isn't wasting your time.
What's about?
I won't spoil it. Until
you know, watching series is addictive. You know, but cinematic, we say, I don't know. Videos are okay because, for example, you see a video for 2 hours and then finish. Okay, but in series, for example, your mind involves in it for it. And then you say, my goodness, what will happen in that case? You know, because of this, I don't want to...
Yes, I truly accept what you are saying.
Yeah.
But this series differs from the others. Mm. It definitely worth watching it. It's a win-win situation. At the same time that you are enjoying from the scene, from the genre, from the criminal issues, your English improves as well. Yeah. It really do matter that we do things that we enjoy while our English improve. I really do believe it. For example, imagine a person is a big fan of music. How can he improve? How can she or he improve his English skill by listening to English song music? At the same time, enjoying from the lyric of music, at the same time, your English improve. Do the thing you love. For example, one can say that I'm a big fan of reading books. Books. So study. Instead of studying Persian, instead of studying translation, study the books that originally from English. For example, Animal Farm. I don't know whether you have studied or not.
No.
Animal Farm, Matthew Hayden or not. George Orwell is the author of the book. So instead of studying in Persian, do the magic. Study in English.
Study in English, yeah. Reading for fun.
I wasn't a fan of series. My reason was just like your reason. My excuse was just your excuse.
Of course, it is not excuse, you know.
This movie is exception.
Okay. I will watch it.
Of course.
I will put it in my basket. Watching basket. I said I will put it into my watching basket. Sabate mucho, you know.
You know that if it wouldn't worth it, I didn't tell.
It can be.
If it hadn't worth watching, I wouldn't have told you that was it.
Okay. Okay, what do you think about another quote?
Yeah.
Let me check. My goodness, about failures and success and something like that. It says, live your best and act your best and think your best each day, for there may be no tomorrows. Awesome. You know, when I read this quote, I tell myself, hey bro, I wish I had enough time to talk about it for hours and hours. You know, for example, it says, live your best, act your best, think your best each day, for there may be no tomorrows.
Had a quote like this, and after finishing my speech, you can interpret this quote. So, let me talk.
Yeah.
Studied that maybe this world isn't the dance party that you expected, but now you are in. So dance as well as
you. Yeah, exactly. This word is like party. For example, birthday party. I don't mention that disgusting parties, okay? Islamic parties, I say. But anyway, banquet, I mean, okay? Yeah. Live your best, act your best, think your best. Let me check another quote.
Let's discuss this over.
Okay.
We have so many. So, tell me your opinion, what you can imply from this quote.
At first,
thing that you do every day.
What? About what?
Realistic about this quote. Have you ever enjoyed your life like it is the last night of my life?
What? Repeat your...
Have you ever enjoyed your life? So I'm thinking, keeping it in your mind that this one is the last day of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You know, at first I must tell you something. About maybe 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Yeah. Now I do have it. I had a disgusting life, you know, about before concurrent, something like that, okay? I didn't enjoy my life, and I, as I told in that hot discussion, I was a villain boy, okay? Something like gangster, okay? I had bad friends, okay? Of course, friends like myself. But anyway, my life wasn't very fantastic, okay? And then God led me to better direction, okay? I eliminated all of my friends, okay? For example, in 20 streets.
Your neighborhood.
Yeah, neighborhood, and a little bit scalar, something like that, okay?
Is it scalar?
No, I don't want to. از خودم گفتم اونا. با یه ذره محدوده بیشتر. خب فقط همسایه نه. I had so many friends, okay? In every street I had friends, okay? But one day I decided to eliminate all of them, okay? Because I told myself, hey bro, this is the way you are going, and this is not a right path. Having very tabah friends like yourself, of course. And I decided to eliminate all of them. And then I worked on myself, on my attitude, on my personality, character for 6 years. Every day for hours and hours and hours. Okay, I watched so many courses, okay, online courses about so many things. Also, you know, have tutorials about skills, for example, Photoshop, I don't know, web design and coding and something like that. And also about self-esteem, productivity and something like that.
Self-growth.
What?
Self-growth.
Yeah, self-growth. And right now, I tell the truth for you. That question you said, for example, you think today is your last day. Are you okay? Are you satisfied? And I said, yeah. But 6 years or 7 years ago, I couldn't answer such a question. And right now I say my life is in its best situation. And every day it gets better and better. Why? Because I changed. I changed my attitude, personality, and I'm satisfied for this life.
I'm
satisfied with this life, yes, right now I have, and I every day thank God about leading me to the better direction, and yeah, right now.
Turn it down.
Okay. I wanted to read it one more time and one more time. Okay. Yeah. It says, live your best, act your best, and think your best each day, for there may be no tomorrows. And yeah.
So that decision was the greatest decision all your time.
Yeah, exactly.
And there I'm happy to hear that decision was so attractive.
You know,
that made you a better guy, a new guy.
Yeah.
To this version of this guy called Muhammad Ali Iskandari is in a way too much better than the last
much better, you know. You don't know how much better, but I know. I know how much better. And I just want to say, I say to my friend and everybody, that life, you know, we have heard this. I don't want to say this is true or not, okay? We have heard there is heaven and hell in another world, yeah. Okay? I don't want to say this is right or wrong. I don't want to say.
You don't want to use cliche or spirituality.
Yeah. You know, I didn't want to talk about the reality of this matter. Okay, anyway, I reached to this idea that we as human can experience those hell and heaven that had explained for us. We can experience those situations in this world.
Yes.
In this world.
Yes, yes, yes.
Imagine, this is very easy. For example, and simple. For example, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
For what? For example, I remember my blessings. Okay, for example, I said, yeah, I have a house. Okay? I have, I don't know, yeah, there's a time. I have a house. I was accepted in my university, my favorite university. Okay? When you are remembering your blessings, when you are remembering what you have, you are experiencing heaven.
Yes.
Why? Because you are feeling good.
Yes. 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 Yes.
On the other hand, for example, I have chine. What does it mean?
Envy and
those kinds of feelings. Okay, anger. I don't know. What was that?
Kine.
Let me say this word. Let me. Kine. Grudge. Hold the grudge. Yeah. Grudge. Then we are holding a grudge against someone. For example, I said, one day I will beat you, okay? Or I will, I don't know, anything. You know, these kinds of stuff. These kinds of feelings. Anger, envy, depression, okay? When we have these kinds of feelings, we are experiencing hell in this world, right now, okay? And I always say this to myself and to other people, that this life, for ourselves, of course, not other people, this life for us can be either hell or heaven. And it depends on ourselves, okay? For example, in that situation, 6 years ago or 7 years ago, I decided to eliminate all of my
friends. Have you ever thought of suicide?
No.
Indulged it?
No. Okay. And...
may I ask you another question?
Yeah.
You told me that heaven and hell in this world. Can poverty cause hell in this world?
Poverty?
Yes.
Exactly. You know, some feelings and also some situations. For example, someone has a very, what can we call it? Inappropriate relationship. For example, he or she always is discussing or mushajarekaden, what does it mean? Debating with his partner.
Yeah.
You told me that, your mother told me that.
Nagging,
okay? We have bad relationship. When we are in a bad relationship,
we are in hell.
We are in hell. When our pocket is empty, به قولی ترکا میگن شکلامه, okay? We are experiencing hell. Why? Because we are walking in the street, for example, like this. We're talking, And we see, for example, a cookie seller, for example. You know, in Charles and there was a, in those places, in the Merkez Şehir, downtown, something like that, we see these kinds of stores. When you don't have, I don't say any money, enough money, okay? When we don't have enough money, we see those cookies or things with hasrat. And we say, I wish I had enough money to buy that. In that situation, you are experiencing hell. Yes. You know, we imagine hell is, I don't know, somewhere with fire, with wood. I don't know. Maybe there's something like this in that world. Okay, I haven't experienced that. Okay, but I have experienced hell in this world. And because of this, I say this life in this world can be hell or heaven. And it depends on ourselves.
And for the mindset.
Yeah, mindset, personality, you know, character, decision, anything.
And
yeah.
I'm sure you know as well as me, so many people that they are rich. But
yeah, exactly.
They make life hell for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you something. Yesterday I started a book from Mark Manson. The book's name is Everything is Fucked Up. Okay? He was talking about hope. This book is about hope. Okay? He gave some statistics about, for example, the relationship between becoming richer and also becoming depressed, and these kinds of statistics. And I told myself that this is true, that, for example, when you get richer, you may become depressed, but it doesn't happen always. Okay, or always. Okay.
Constantly.
What?
Constantly.
Yeah. Why? Because it depends on the personality. That guy that has the best car in the world, for example, BMW or Porsche, anything. Okay. Or has the best house, anything. But he or she doesn't exist in his or her path. For example, you know, there are so many reasons. Okay, this is one of the reasons. For example, he loved to be maybe engineer, or no, let me tell another example. He wanted to be artist, but his father, maybe his father forced him or her, no, you must be doctor. Or, I don't know, something like this.
High prestigious jobs.
Yeah, high prestigious jobs, exactly. Okay. And, you know, that guy has anything. That guy has everything. But he is not in his own path. You know, and because of that, he experiences hell. And this is what I told you, that experiencing hell in this world doesn't matter to just feeling. No, feeling, wealth, health, relationship. In general, we can experience hell and heaven in this world, and we are experiencing right now.
Yeah.
For example, you see a God is very gamgin, sad. Yeah, he's very
mad.
Sad. Yeah,
mad.
Worked
up.
Worked up.
Did you know that?
No.
Worked up is synonym with angry.
Worked up. Yeah, he's actually, or she is experiencing hell. Very simple.
It's funny that in order to continue your speech. I really enjoyed your speech, and I'm enjoying talking with you. So, ancient Egypts were believed that after passing away, they were asked two major questions. Have you ever experienced joy in your life? And the second question is that have you ever caused someone to experience joy?
Should I? I didn't understand the second.
Have you ever experienced joy?
Joy.
In your life? Have you ever caused to someone to experience joy?
Exactly. I got it.
Some people.
Fantastic question.
Do things, for example, saying jokes, not mocking or not teasing, no.
Yeah.
Say jokes to the other and the other laugh.
Yeah.
That people call him not just for himself, as well as the other. We as a man have some rules and or major rule in a relationship or anything else to first of all experience, to cause a wife to experience heaven and cause the other's life feel they live in a heaven. Imagine that you have a wife and you have a children, and each time you return home from job, you say bad things about
damn to this job.
And you blame your wife, you blame your children, you angrily shout at them in one situation, and the other situation you return home while there is a smile in your face.
What a fantastic example you said. Good for you.
You greet with your wife, you hug your wife,
you are happy,
you appreciate your work that he has done at his
job.
And when you appreciate her work, she will definitely appreciate your existence and
will perform better.
And your son is witness to this situation, comes to you say, and says to you, hey dad, you hug him, you play.
Also he learns, and in future he will perform that thing.
Additional note I'm going to add to your sentence is that yes, it's true that heaven and hell exist in this world. We cause it.
Ya Allah.
Muslim.
Selamünaleyküm.
Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Selamünaleyküm. Sel